Hi, Clever Foxes. This lesson is all about setting goals. We're going to talk about setting monthly and quarterly goals and making them SMART. This is possibly the most important part of the whole program. We're going to cover what are SMART goals, setting SMART goals, and creating a goal action plan. So why should you set goals? It's important to know where you're going in your business, and without having a goal to set your sights on, it's hard to keep good focus on all the tasks you are doing day to day. We often feel swamped and super busy, overwhelmed with all the tasks on our to-do list, and honestly, nothing ever seems to get accomplished anyway. Goals are also a way to measure your success. As long as you focus on how far you've come in your progress instead of how far you still have to go to reach the end goal, you'll get a positive feedback loop going with the success of every action step, and this in turn gives you more drive and motivation to keep working towards the end goal. So always focus on how far you've come and not how far you have to go. Goals also give everyday tasks more meaning when you know whatever task you're working on is getting you closer to accomplishing a bigger goal. This is also a good way to ensure you keep focused during your day, as every task you complete should work towards an overall goal, and if it doesn't, it can actually be ditched off your to-do list. Goals can also clarify the reasoning behind business decisions. If you have a big decision to make, knowing what your overall goals are will make the process much easier. I really think that if your goals are not SMART, they are just dreams. Because running a business isn't easy, and as much as some people like to say, dream, believe, and you'll achieve, and somehow this will bring you success, the majority of the time, that's not going to cut the mustard. If you have a dream, make it a goal, and then work really bloody hard to make it happen, and then you will start seeing success. So what are SMART goals? They are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant and resonant, and time-bound. They are written with an action plan because without a plan, your goals are still just lofty pipe dreams. And they are regularly reassessed and modified if necessary. This actually ensures you keep your goals in line with the direction your business is headed, which can change from time to time. So you need to make it specific. The more specific you can be in your broad goal, the easier it will be to work out an action plan to make it happen. So instead of saying something like, I want more clients, tell us what kind of clients you want. Something like, I'm going to attract more clients booking baby portrait sessions who will then become lifelong customers. Make it measurable. This is all about the numbers. Exactly how many new clients are you going to attract? So you could say something like, I'm going to attract 50 new clients booking baby portrait sessions. Make it achievable. So you need to be confident, of course, but also be realistic. If you are just starting out and haven't done any baby portraiture before, booking 50 new clients in the near future might be asking a little bit too much. So aim high, but make sure you're not setting yourself up for failure. You need to make it relevant. It's really important to work towards goals that matter and prioritize what you are trying to achieve in your business. If bringing in more baby portrait bookings is not actually what you want to do at all, because in fact you are a sports photographer, the end result is not going to help your business grow. I also throw in here, make it resonant. Does the outcome resonate with you, your business, and your values? Because if it doesn't, you'll find it really difficult to commit and see it through. Maybe deep down, you would much prefer to focus on weddings because you don't actually even like babies that much. Just as an example, I love babies. You also need to make it time bound. Without a time frame, how are you possibly going to see whether you keep the goal or not? So in the example, I'm going to get 50 more clients. By when? In the next 50 years? Keeping in mind the achievable criteria, give it a set time frame so you are motivated to make it happen by that date. This might mean adjusting your quantifiable metric. So maybe it needs to be a shorter time frame or less numbers, longer time frame, bigger numbers. Using our baby portrait example, a very SMART goal might be, I'm going to attract 25 new clients booking into baby portrait sessions and spending an average of $1,500 on photographs by the end of April. I want you to go back to your big goal from the visualization lesson and go ahead and turn it into a SMART goal. Do this for all your goals in the future. A quick note on time limits here. I would have a general rule of setting SMART goals with action plans every 3 months or 90 days and no longer. If you do go any longer than that, it's really difficult to retain momentum and not go off track or get disheartened when things don't work out as planned. For each goal, you should have a few different strategies on how you're going to make it happen. So these could be possible marketing avenues. Say you want to increase awareness of your business. You might do a little bit of advertising. You might put posters up around your local shops or something like that. It could be product development. So maybe if you're planning to have an exhibition and you haven't yet taken any photographs, maybe you actually need to go out and take your photographs for the exhibition. Once you've figured out which strategies work best for you and your goal, you might narrow it down to only one or two per goal. For each strategy, you will have multiple action steps to follow, and each action step needs to be specific and detailed and also time-bound. Every action you take in your business should feed into these goals, and this is a brilliant way to prevent getting overloaded with superfluous tasks and projects, often for other people, and also makes it easier to say no when it's necessary, which seems to be a massively hard thing for us to do sometimes. You need to create a plan of attack using strategies and action steps that feed into your overall goal. These tasks should take up the majority of your time and help you to really focus all your attention and efforts towards achieving that one goal. Every time you write a daily to-do list, ask yourself if the tasks on it are working towards your goal, and if not, are they really necessary? Share with the group one of your goals and one action step you are going to complete in the next week to work towards achieving it. I would love to hear what you're going to get up to. Jump into those tasks and I'll see you for the next lesson.